It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm pretty proud of that fact. I don't know why. And I just got back from the store. I went to the grocery store to buy waffles. Waffles! Because I like to eat waffles. And I also bought some other stuff. But two things are weirding me out right now. Well, not weirding me out. I can smell something. Where's that coming from? Oh. It's on my hands. Oh, no. That's Cutie's perfume. Okay, there's this girl who works at the grocery store. She's a cashier. Actually, there's a couple cashiers. They got three little cutie cashiers. And the little cutie that I had to get checked out by today was little cutie number three. And she's got blonde hair, and she's got these cute glasses that frame her eyes very well. And I always try to avoid being in her line. But I couldn't get around it today because there was a lot of people at the store. And when her line freed up, she said, "Oh, I can help you over here," directly to me. And I couldn't say, "No, I don't want to be the pervy old guy checking you out." And so, I had to go over there. And so she rang up my groceries and said, "Did you find everything okay today?" "Yes, I did. Blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah." And then she put all my groceries in the bags. And they're still using the orange Halloween bags, which I hate. I hate plastic bags to begin with, but when you make them orange, I hate them all the more. And she must have had perfume or lotion on her hands, because now I have perfume and or lotion on my hands that got transferred via the orange plastic grocery bags. This is starting to bother me, so I might have to wash my hands soon. Give me another 10 minutes and I'll probably be freaking out completely. Because that's all I can smell right now. Well, it's not all that powerful. It's just enough that makes me think, what am I smelling? What's that smell I smell? Maybe I'll get over it if I have some tea. Oh, that's so good. Oh, yeah. I love drinking tea. Oh, yeah. That's good tea. I'm going to have to make some more in a little bit. And when I make my tea, I'm going to have to wash my hands. Maybe I should wash my hands in tea so my hands smell like tea. And all I can smell is tea instead of Cutie Patootie's perfume or hand lotion or whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so I was at the store. And I saw something that has got me a little bit conflicted. I don't know what to do. I saw mint jelly while I was in the store, and I thought, do I need to buy some mint jelly? Now, the reason this is such a strange question for me to be asking myself is I'm fairly confident that I've never bought jelly in my entire life. I don't eat jelly on anything. I have no reason to buy it. But as soon as I saw that mint jelly, I thought, boy, I'm really hungry for mint jelly. I haven't had mint jelly for many decades. Probably not since I was a child. My mom always had some mint jelly around in case we ever had lamb chops, which happened occasionally. And that's how I developed my taste for mint jelly. But, you know, I'm not going to cook up any lamb chops, so what am I going to do with a bunch of mint jelly? I do not like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And besides, mint jelly and peanut butter, I don't know if that would even fly, but then in my opinion, jelly, any kind of jelly plus peanut butter doesn't fly. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I've never been into peanut butter and jelly. I can take one or the other. You know, I can eat peanut butter, and I sometimes do. And I can eat jelly. Can't even think of the last time I even ate any regular jelly. It's kind of weird. I don't know. So why am I suddenly craving mint jelly? Why, on the way home from the grocery store, I spent the entire time thinking about what I could make that I could incorporate mint jelly into to help, you know, assuage my mint jelly cravings. I can't really think of anything. I guess I could get some lamb chops. I've never purchased lamb chops in my life. Maybe I'll get some. Maybe I'll fry them up and eat some mint jelly with them. I don't know. What the hell is wrong with me? Why am I suddenly obsessed with mint jelly? I guess I could try to make some kind of homemade Pop-Tart, or I could make some kind of pastry that incorporates mint jelly. I don't know what that would be, though. I just don't know what to think. Why am I being so weird about mint jelly? I have no idea. But I can still smell the perfume or whatever that is on my hands. It's kind of starting to bother me. Oh boy. What else did I buy at the store today? I got some more chicken pot pies because I got football games to watch this week. And so I'm going to have to eat a pie. And what else did I buy? I bought an onion. And I bought some bell peppers. And I bought graham crackers because I love graham crackers. But I didn't actually need to buy them. I already had a box. When I got home, I thought, oh, there's a whole box that hasn't even been opened up here on top of my refrigerator. Oh, well, now I have two because I love graham crackers so much. And I did buy some more breakfast bars. And it seems like I bought something else. What else did I buy? The pies, the waffles, the breakfast bars, and the vegetables. I bought something else, but now I can't even remember. Oh, I bought some ramen noodles. It was a compulsive purchase. I was walking by the ethnic foods aisle, and I thought, oh, better grab some of these ramen bowls. I don't know why I grabbed them. It was just compulsion. I think they were on sale. They were $1 a piece. And so I thought, oh, I better buy some just in case because I don't have any, which is untrue. I've got some udon bowls, which is not ramen, but I still have plenty of instant noodle soup. I don't know why I had to buy these two things of ramen noodles. I just did. It was just a weird compulsion. I just had to buy them. It happens. So, you know, maybe tonight I'll be eating ramen. I don't know. That further reminds me that I need to go to the other store. Not the other grocery store. I need to go to the Japanese grocery store. I need to go to the good Japanese grocery store clear across town so I can buy some more rice. I'm getting dangerously low on my rice, and so I gotta go to the rice store and buy rice. And then when I'm there, I'm gonna have to walk by aisle after aisle of exotic Japanese noodle bowls. And I can't read what they are, but I do like the kitsune ones, the fox noodles. Should I buy some more? No, I've got plenty of those. I also got tonkatsu, and I've got something else. I've got plenty of damn ramen, and, well, these aren't ramen. These would be udon, but, you know, noodles is noodles. I got plenty of instant noodles. I don't need to be buying any more, but I just love to go to the Japanese grocery store and buy weird stuff, like noodle bowls, because it makes me feel more cyberpunky. Oh, and if you read enough cyberpunk, you know that there's a lot of instant noodles being mentioned. Not often being eaten, but there's always you know, empty ramen bowls everywhere. Whenever you describe an otaku scene, you got to include two things: empty cans of coffee and empty ramen noodle bowls. Now, I don't drink coffee, and you can't, I don't know if you can get those self-heating cans of coffee in America, probably, I don't look for them, but you know, why don't they make those for tea? I would probably buy those. Do I want self-heating cans of tea? I kind of do. Am I going to have to drive to the Japanese grocery store right now to see if they have any? No. My compulsion level is fairly low today. I don't need to max it out by driving across town at this time of day. We're just about getting into rush hour. Schools are letting out. And I'm not driving clear across town in this traffic. There's no good way for me to get to the grocery store, the Japanese grocery store. There's no good through street, and so you gotta do all this zigging and zagging, and you'll eventually get there, but man, it takes forever. Or I could take the interstate, I could take the loop, take 680, but geez, again, traffic at this time of day, plus it'll be worse coming back, and that's the worst way to go if you're going rush hour traffic. Although this is Omaha, rush hour traffic isn't nearly as bad as a larger city. But still, I can barely drive in traffic as it is. I don't need to have 8 million people going half the speed limit because, oh, we're all gonna go somewhere. Yay, okay. And speaking of going somewhere, I think it's time for me to go wash my hands. So while I'm doing that, why don't you listen to this?
Yeah.
right, we're back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, and I'm sitting here petting my cat. She's sitting on my lap. Oh, you're going to take off now that I've got to do radio shows? Okay, see you later. I take that back. My cat has left and walked into the bathroom, probably to have a snack and maybe a drink of water. All right, well, I'm sitting here, and now there's good news and bad news. The good news is I washed my hands twice. The bad news is I can still smell the perfume or lotion that is on my hands. Not only that, I can also smell that slight lemon scent that the soap I use has. See, it's really weird because the first time I washed my hands, I washed them and then I smelled my hands and I couldn't smell the smell anymore, and so I thought everything was successful. But once they dried off, I could start smelling it again. And then I went up and washed my hands again. Same thing. Right after I wash them, they smell all lemony. But then after they dry, they still smell like perfume. Although, also a little bit lemony. Am I going to lose my mind? Am I going to go smash-ass crazy-a-bonkers just because I have perfume on my hands? Yeah, I very well may could. It could happen. I'm going to have to soak my hands in isopropyl alcohol or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, I'm trying not to wig out. During the break, not only did I wash my hands, I also made a new cup of tea. Oh yeah, it's hot though. It's good, but it's pretty hot. Oh, yeah. Hot, 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 hot. Okay. Put the lid back on that. Alright, so I am sitting here in front of the television, and there's a cartoon on that I usually do like to watch, but I've seen this episode enough times, it's kind of like, yeah. What am I watching? I'm watching Bob's Burgers. It's kind of okay. I've seen worse, but we're going to go to the schedule, see what else is on. It's top of the hour. What's going to be on? Oh, we got news, and we got Kardashians, and we got weather, and we've got poker, and we've got tattoos. And we've got, oh, Triple X is on. That's a hilariously stupid movie. The one redeeming thing in it is the fact that they quote a Vandals song, Anarchy Burger. And that always makes me laugh. I'm a huge fan of the Vandals. What else is on? Oh, nothing. Zero Dark 30. Don't need to see that. And now we're up into the Christmas channels. So let's check Hallmark Channel number 1. The movie currently airing is Ice Sculpture Christmas. Yeah, and by the way, what day is this? We're still, what, 6 weeks out for Christmas? And here's the movies on Hallmark Channel number 1 for the rest of the evening. Ice Sculpture Christmas, Christmas List, A Royal Christmas, On the 12th Day of Christmas, Love You Like Christmas, and at 1 a.m., All I Want for Christmas. Okay, let's just stop right there. Notice that the word Christmas is in the title of every single film. All right, on Hallmark Channel number 2, we have Christmas is in the Air, airing right now. And after that will be I'll Be Home for Christmas, and then The Christmas Secret, and then Once Upon a Christmas, and then following that, Twice Upon a Christmas, and then at 2 a.m., Finding John Christmas, and then at 4 a.m., The Christmas Heart. Oh, it's a lot of Christmas, and we're not even anywhere near Thanksgiving yet. Such is my life. Oh, what's on the Simpsons channel? Oh, a Nicolas Cage movie, and then The Simpsons, and The Simpsons, and The Simpsons all the way up until 11 p.m., and then It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Huygens. Oh, what am I going to do tonight? Actually, I already know what I'm going to be doing tonight. I doubt I'll be watching any TV at all. I'll be washing my hands once every 15 or 20 minutes for the next 10 hours at least. Oh man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Wait, did I say something about polo? Oh no, it's women's pro rodeo today. Exciting WPRA competition highlights from Reno, Nevada. I have never been to Reno, Nevada. And then, of course, there's nothing else on. Blah, blah, blah. Why am I even doing this? I don't know. But here comes Pippa. Oh, she's jogging out of the bathroom. Did you have a nice snack? Did you have some yummy, quacky snacks? My cat eats duck pellets. Did you drink some yummy water? Did you notice I filled up your bowl? That's good, baby. Now she's going to go over to the fireplace and look in it. Even though the fire's not on, my cat is pretty much fascinated with the fireplace. Go figure. So nope, she's just going to sit down on the floor. Okay, that's a good baby. Oh, and what's that sound? Yes, that's the furnace coming on, and I just heard the humidifier do its thing, so that's good. I am no longer waking up with bloody noses. It was getting so dry in here that I'd go to sleep and I'd wake up and start drinking tea and then have to blow my nose, and that was always fun. I still gotta clear out my sinuses every day, but at least it's not as bad as it was the other day. Oh, I'm kind of tired too. What's my problem? I think my whole problem is that I can't find anything to do with mint jelly. Still got that on my mind. It's only sometimes taking my mind off the smell coming from my hands, the perfume. Mint jelly. What am I going to do? Am I going to go crazy if I don't buy some mint jelly? I don't know if I'm that bad yet, but it could happen. And if I were to buy the mint jelly, what would I do with it? If any of you, my loyal listeners, have any suggestions as to what I can do with mint jelly, let me know. You can go ahead and email me your suggestions to tobe@sdf.org, or you can just jump into the Anon Radio Room of Calm and type your little ideas, because that's where I am, sitting here in front of my computer, typing in random comments into Calm as we speak. So, mint jelly, what to do with it? Do I want crepes? Maybe I could mix some crepes and then roll up a little mint jelly in them. Would that be good? Maybe saute some apples, put them in the crepes with mint jelly. Would that work? Do mint and apples go together? That kind of works. I don't know. I'm going a little bit nuts thinking about the whole mint jelly thing. You know what? Maybe I should just buy a big jar of mint jelly and then just rub it all over my hands so my hands smell like mint instead of perfume. You know, wait, I don't even have to do that. I've got boatloads of mint growing in my backyard. Well, at least I think I do. I haven't been in my backyard since it's gotten cold. We have had a couple of cold nights, and maybe the frost has killed off all my mint for the year. I don't know. But that's an idea. Maybe I should go back to the store, get the mint jelly, rub it all over my hands. But, you know, is that a good plan? Because if I go back to the store, I might have to go through the same line and be checked out by the same cashier, Little Miss Cutie, and then she would get more of her hand perfume on the plastic bag, which would then get transferred to me. I'm in a cycle of despair. I'm in a cycle of hand odor despair. I don't know what I'm going to do. Toast. Is the answer toast? Maybe I should just get some bread. Some oat nut bread, because I'm a real oat nut. Oat nut. I just like to say oat nut. Maybe I should get some bread, make toast, and get some mint jelly, and then I can have mint jelly on toast. Does that work? Does that sound appealing? I can't really tell. You know, having the idea seemed kind of good, but now that I'm saying it out loud, is that what I want? Mint flavored bread? Some toasty mint? I don't know. I'm getting a little nutty over this already. A little oat nutty, I think. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I just need to go get some bread and make some toast, because I've got an awesome toaster with four, count them, four blue LEDs on it. It looks like brushed aluminum with blue LEDs, and it's all streamlined. Like it was designed in a wind tunnel, because, you know, toasters need to be aerodynamic. The only way my toaster could be cooler is if it had fins on it. I just can't stop thinking about the mint jelly. Do I want to eat minty toast? Does that seem like the... Or do I want to get like some biscuits? I wouldn't even know where to buy a biscuit. I would have to get some ingredients and bake some biscuits. And then do I want to eat mint jelly on a biscuit? Maybe some multi-fruit jelly or apple jelly on a biscuit. You know, oh, damn it. I'm just going to have to go buy... No, I'm not going to go back to the store. I've already been to the store once today. I don't want anybody to think I'm a weirdo. But anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Mint Jelly Committee, a show that airs every day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. I gotta go wash my hands again, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
J. クーマタ